Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ace Parker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball four. Brucker moves to second. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker takes first base on ball four. Johnson scores. Brucker moves to third. Peters moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive towards short. Parker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hill throws the ball into Peters, who tags Averill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses is hit by the pitch. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber bunts towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to third for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry scores. Hughes moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians won. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Soltis goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Athletics. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Hale reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock bunts towards the mound. Ross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to third. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebbing hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker fires to third and picks off Hale. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Troski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Troski is 0-for-2 in the game. Troski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Troski moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Buck Ross. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Finney reaches second base with a double. Rothrock moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. Finney scores. Werber moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Werber moves to third. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Hill steals second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Brucker is walked intentionally. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Herman Finck now pitching. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Parker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 6, Indians, 6. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Soltis moves to third. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hill moves to third. Brucker moves to second. It's 7-6, Athletics. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Peters is walked intentionally. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink is 0-1 in the game. Fink hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 4-5 in the game, with four singles. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 4-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill, who is chasing the ball. Trosky reaches third base with a triple. Harry Kelly now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 3-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Soltis is hit by the pitch. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. Soltis goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.